Arizona even became a state. The repeal won't go into effect until 90 days after the current legislative session ends, typically in June or July. The Dow ahead 442 points, the Nasdaq adding 301. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The first weekend of May will feel more like the first weekend in June. If you have outdoor plans, the rain chances are on the low side. Lots of sunshine today with a high temperature flirting near 90. Random, widely scattered hit or miss showers and storms are possible today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like a summer forecast. Lows at night in the 60s, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s, and we'll be near 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
A report this week was given to the Alabama Legislative Council regarding the construction of a new Alabama State House. The Legislative Services Agency is confirming that the initial projected price of $400 million to fully complete the project is an accurate assessment. This will involve a new green space and parking deck as well as a newly built state house. There are 20 state lawmakers who are on the Alabama Legislative Council that approved the construction project last year, and this latest report was to update them on whether cost and projections are all matched up. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A drug bust in Elkmont results in over a pound of meth, along with other drugs being seized. Four people from Elkmont were all arrested as a result of this operation. They are now being charged with drug possession and distribution. Several law enforcement agencies were involved in this latest drug bust. A paid informant for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Drug Task Force is now suing that office after he got shot 15 times. The plaintiff was working for the Sheriff's Office to provide drug intelligence and was gunned down in his front yard back in 2022. The plaintiff says that he warned the Sheriff's Office that a hitman was after him and his wife, and he now has ongoing and permanent damage to his body after that attempted hit. The plaintiff also says he cannot work and is getting no financial assistance from that Sheriff's Office. Within the lawsuit, the plaintiff also claims that one of the sheriff's deputies gave up his identity as an informant. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business.
Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Damming politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. And, of course, in the studio with me today, we have the one, the only, Eddie Vader. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, Joey. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And we're trying out a new camera position for folks. There we go.
Yeah, that's about perfect.
No Craig Monger today.
No.
He had something come up. But,
he stopped by.
He will be missed.
He delivered some wonderful gifts.
Wow.
He dropped by two big sourdough loaves of sourdough bread. And you and I have already kind of sampled it.
It's awesome.
Thank you, Craig. This is delicious.
His wife knows what she's doing.
She does. I mean, it is absolutely delicious. I love every bit of it.
So we were talking off air. We can get into all the issues. It's Friday, folks. 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. And for those of you checking us out online, this is just a humble little talk radio show out of Montgomery, Alabama. But we talk about all sorts of stuff, not just local issues. And plenty, like I said, national news, state news, local stuff to get to. But I was fascinated with what you were bringing up, because this is something we've discussed before, Eddie. The banks.
Banks here in the United States, not just Alabama, but in all of the United States.
They don't want you, you think the job of a bank is to hold my money. And then when I say I want to spend my money here, they can process that transaction.
Right.
Or if I want to take my money out, they say, thank you, sir. Yes, mm-hmm. And maybe I can get a high-yield savings account with this interest rate environment.
Sure. Maybe.
There are all sorts of little financial products, but you've found now it's gotten worse over the years that if you tried to take money out, or now in this instance, put money in.
Yes, Joey. And I'll tell you the whole story. I'm very open. I've changed companies recently. So with that, you have some accounts, retirement accounts, and things like that you're going to change around. So got some of that taken care of. Went to our local bank here. Same local bank I've had an issue with before. But anyway, I went to put money in this time. Not a huge amount, about $8,000. Maybe a couple dollars more than that. The first thing that lady asked me, not for my ID, not for nothing else, where'd the money come from? And I said, excuse me? She said, well, there's a lot of fraud going on.
Yeah.
I said, I got you. And I said, well, look at my account. I've been in this bank for over 20 years. You ever seen any fraud on my account? Well, no, but we're not used to seeing these kind of numbers come in, check numbers. So this is what I told her, because I'm getting pissed. I said, the reason you don't see a lot of volume of money go into this bank, because this is our piddly annie bank. Y'all give us crap like this. So we take our business elsewhere. So I brought a little piddly annie check over here, hoping you guys could cash it or deposit it. All I wanted was deposit. And so we got a little loud. I got louder.
Yeah,
she said she'd get the manager. I told her to get the GD manager. We're only going to get louder.
Right.
Manager came
over.
What,
were you putting $100,000 in there?
$8,000.
That's like one closing check.
Not only that.
In real estate.
She said, well, Mr. Bader, there's a lot of fraud going around. This check says Morgan Stanley. I said, it does. You have the ability right now to go verify funds with Morgan Stanley, but instead you're choosing to give me, your customer, a hard time. Give me all my GD money. Give it to me right now. Got the manager over there, led to give me all my GD money, give it to me right now.
All right.
I know someone in the upper echelons of this bank, and I called him. We all did. And he was very open and honest with me. He said, Eddie, you can take your money. You can go wherever you want. I don't blame you. I'd be pissed too. However, it is not us, the bank, that's doing this. This is coming down from the government.
Hmm.
And he said, you can raise all the cane you want to with us and the next bank you go to, but this is what's happening. They want you to no longer feel free to get your money. It's like you've got to go to your parents to get your money. What you doing with it? We're looking out. And they use that excuse, we're looking out for your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. No, you're not. If you're looking out for my best interest, first off, you'd be open 24/7.
Right.
But you're not. And it just sickens me. I mean, it absolutely sickens. So I told him, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take all my money, which ain't much. I'll be honest, it's a couple dollars. I'm going to put it in my safe at home. And then y'all can all go to hell. And he said, well, that's a smart move, Eddie, except let's say something happens sometime, whether it's a mistake or not, and the police come to your house, and they look in your safe, and they say you got that money. They're going to take it. Until you can prove where it came from, it's theirs.
This is just straight-up tyranny.
Go to Atlanta Airport.
Oh, yeah, you can't carry cash.
Right. I went down the rabbit hole with that a while back.
Yeah.
They will just come get you out of line and take your own money.
Turn the camera a little more that way.
There we go.
There,
yeah, they'll come get you just out of line. You're waiting to get on the plane. They'll come take your money.
No, and this is a real life example of why folks are shifting to things like Bitcoin.
That's actually my first thought.
I heard this scenario. Like, imagine you just gave the airport example. You want to get out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of folks in other countries, from South America to like Turkey to all sorts of places where you might want to get out of the country real quick. And some Americans, too. If you go to the airport, say $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in cash.
You can't come in but with X amount of dollars.
Right. And they'll just seize it from you.
Yep, that's what they do.
Including, you know, you might expect it in some of these tyrannical socialist countries.
Third world country.
But this is the United States of America, the land of the free. But no, your money is not your money.
It's not your money.
There are certain gateways. If you pass through, you're going to lose that money.
Yep.
So folks go, well, try doing that, by the way, in an airport with bars of gold.
Whoo, buddy.
They'll have the canine unit and the guns trained on you real quick.
You'll be there a while.
Like, what do you do with all that gold?
You'll be there a while.
But imagine, because I've just went through airport security in a fairly big airport in Boston.
Yeah. No problem.
All I have is a thumb drive.
Ooh.
I don't know what's on that thumb drive. But I've got $1 billion on that thumb drive. Now, I wouldn't recommend that.
Right.
But I've got a lot of money in the thumb drive. Nobody can really see it. Nobody was going to think much of it. And this is where this world, I think, is going, to where if you really want to have money that not only is yours, and you can, of course, if you still want to trust a third-party institution, like one of like a Coinbase or a broker or somebody, sure.
But what choices do we have?
But if you really want to control your money, you go to something like this.
Yep.
And then on top of that, if you really want to save the value of your money, because you talked about, I'll just put it in my safe.
Yeah.
You know for a fact, same thing, principle sitting in the bank's vault, but... And, of course, everybody does know, and the bankers out there certainly know, as soon as, like, you have an on-demand deposit account, right? So, as you were upset about, you were, well, putting in, but you've also had the occasion where you're trying to take out, and they're like, why are you taking this money out? It's like, this is my money.
Where are you spending it? I mean, they literally had the gonads to say, what are you fixing to spend this money on?
Right. But everybody does know that they're lending out all that money that you have in the bank. They're making... essentially deals.
Oh, they're making 10 to 1 to you.
So all that money you put in there, it's not like, oh, it's just there, just sits there, and you pay them a little storage fee. No, they're making money off of your money sitting there.
What worries me is what happened in Canada a while back, 2 years ago, when the truckers went on strike.
Yeah.
People were donating money to them, and the government and the bank said, no, they're not going to get it.
Right.
That's bad. I don't have nothing nice to say about that, but that's bad. But I feel like
tyrannical.
That's the world that we are about to live in, where the government or the bank can say no money for Joey today.
Well, and the banks are essentially deputized by the government.
They are.
Especially after the Patriot Act.
That's pretty much what I was told. They said, we are following a directive.
Yeah. Well, and this is the history of money, folks, in a nutshell. Either money is a sign of value that is your private property, right? Which in the West used to be something like gold or silver.
Right.
So you had it. You owned it. Even if the government officially had to mint it, put their stamp on it, you still had that gold coin.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't easy for the government to manipulate.
No.
But we've now gone to a place where it's easy, very easy for the government to manipulate your money, number one.
At any point they want to.
And then... Number two, if you look at the history of money, especially in the East, China says this explicitly today. Their examples, the one that always comes to my mind is this black currency. Like the, it was from black bark with white writing, and it was the Khanate, the Mongols, after they conquer that, you know, whole, almost all the world.
Yeah.
And that Khanate money, that black bark money, was not valuable anywhere except the Khanate. But it's the only money allowed in the Khanate.
It's the only money they would accept, yeah.
And they explicitly said this is not about finding objective economic value or allowing for an objective measure that plays with everybody's subjective whims and wants. This is a tool of political control. Mm-hmm. When China banned buying into Bitcoin direct in 2013, banned banks from doing that in their country, they said Bitcoin is not allowed because it tries to upset the idea that money is a matter of political authority and political control. And what is driving me nuts, and this is just another example, and I've said it many times until I'm blue in the face here on these airwaves, is the United States of America pretends to be the land of the free. Yep. And in many ways, relative to other monstrous nations around the world and in history, we're still pretty relatively free. But I'm tired of being told, yeah, you're free except with this. You're free except with that. And the walls, you know, remember the Star Wars trash compactor scene?
Oh, yeah, kind of coming in on us.
Just feels that way, like it's slowly in on us.
10 years ago, if I went to a bank, they were happy to give me my money.
Right.
They were even more happy to take my money.
Right.
Especially if it was a check. If it were cash and it was over $10,000, they had a little form they had to fill out. A check, they didn't give her. They're like, we got the check, we are in control. Now they openly tell you, we'll let you have your money when we deem it necessary.
Well, and then there's this clip going around. Do you know how money printing and bonds work?
A little bit.
I know a little bit, but I think both you and I should say we really don't
know. To lecture anyone on it.
Right. We kind of have an idea.
I got an idea.
Like, bonds are essentially you loaning money to the government. And money printing is, the central bank is able to issue and just, they don't even print it. They just create, you know, new entries on a balance sheet.
Yeah,
exactly. It reminds me of Macho Man Randy Savage. Every time payday came, it was like, brother, could you add a few more zeros on the end of that there, brother? So, you know, we don't pretend to be experts on this, though we're, like, I think a lot of Americans and people around the world becoming more interested in the concept of what is money and who controls it. I think that should be continue to be a growing massive political issue in our day and age. But this is the chair. His name is Jared Bernstein.
Boy.
Jared Bernstein is the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors right now under Biden.
Okay.
So you would think, if you're going to ask somebody about how to say money printing and bonds work.
Well, he ought to know, right?
He should know.
He's the man when it comes to that.
I don't know what documentary this is from, but it was going quite viral there on the Twitter this morning. So I want to go to that exactly.
All right.
Again, this is Mr. Bernstein being asked by some interviewer, well, how does all this money printing and bond stuff work? In fact, why does the government need to borrow money from the populace if they can just print it?
Why not paying taxes if they can just print it? Yeah.
Exactly right. So here he is. Let's hear how the expert, again, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, answers this question.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, again, some of this stuff gets some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? Sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Because they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to I don't get it, I don't know what they're talking about, like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
So everything's crystal clear now. We're not confused anymore, folks.
But this is part of their scheme. You put a nincompoop like that in there to keep between the people who want to kill you and you making the rules.
No, I have a sense that Jared Bernstein is not a nincompoop. And in fact, what he was stumbling over is the cold reality that, yeah, we're essentially stealing from everybody.
He just didn't want to say it?
Right. And it's also, we had systems before that have now started to shift in a different direction towards a different system, again, of more political control.
Yeah.
And he either is outdated, like he's trying to square the new thoughts with the old ones, or he's just being dishonest. That's my read on that.
I think he's being dishonest, to be honest. I think he is smarter than that. But it's a way of kind of keeping things at arm's length.
And apparently this is from a documentary, award-winning documentary called Finding the Money. You can go findingmoneyfilm.com, findingmoneyfilm.com. And that's remarkable. And, you know, it wasn't just, this is an old clip.
Yeah.
Of Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan there, yeah.
And all these wizards who are supposedly economic geniuses. Let's listen into Greenspan here.
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
But let me ask you this. At what point do you print so much money your money is no longer valuable?
There you go. The only way the United States gets away with that, yes, is as long as it is the world reserve currency.
Right. Which, if I'm mistaken, the world is kind of going away from that as well.
They're trying to. Now they can't do it overnight, and you know, almighty dollar will probably be almighty for a lot longer. But say over the last 20 years, the use of the dollar in international trades has continued to shrink. I think it is now under 50%.
Do you remember when Kmart used to be the biggest thing going?
Right.
Right.
Well, and that is the biggest, like, that's usually the number one form of hubris of especially tyrants and political types, whether you're talking about money or anything else. Mm-hmm. They always think we will last forever.
Yep.
There is, think of, we were just mentioning the Mongols, the Khans. They literally would claim something like the status of a god, like we will last forever. They didn't. They never do.
Yeah, but it worked for a while, didn't it?
Right. Well, it works until, like, you're just, it defies common sense. Like, what is valuable in the economy? The service somebody provides you, the product somebody provides you. The money is not what actually, the money is just the most liquid good, so you can go get all that other stuff you really want.
Instead of me paying you in potatoes, I pay you in cash so you can go buy some potatoes.
Right, so if nobody was producing anything, like we're not farming, we're not in an industrial industry at all, we're all just sitting here and we're just printing money.
Some hungry folks.
That doesn't make, it doesn't feed you. Like, this is absolutely crazy, the world, and just for you to have that experience at your bank, one of your banks today.
And it, that's the thing that really bothers me. I know it's not just me. It's, if it happens to me, it happens to so many other people. But I think other people are embarrassed or whatever reason don't want to talk about it. Right. And I told you off air, if I was of a different color, they would not have asked me that question because they know I'd have sued their butt off and I'd have owned that damn bank. And I told them that too.
Man, you were telling me that. I was a little intimidated. You were dialing it back.
It just,
I can see the angry
Eddie. What if you showed up at a bank and you had a check for $10,000, and they're looking at you like,
he's a criminal.
He must have stole this money.
Right.
And that's exactly how I took it. I'm a 54-year-old man. You should not, and I've been at that bank for 20-something years.
Right. How dare you?
Right.
Well, we got a lot of calls rolling in, 272-9228. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Hi, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Wow, and, you know, taking me back to Greenspan just goes to show how long ago it's been since they really screwed up with the financial system. And he was hailed as the superhero, basically. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he was.
and what an order.
The maestro, yeah.
And by Republican and Democrat administrations, which goes to show you very clearly how much they are aligned.
It's well, and also you got this phrase, I think it was in Wall Street, called the Greenspan put. And essentially it was a guarantee if anything got too bad, Greenspan would pump it back up again. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Bernanke followed this. Greenspan was suggesting it in the early 2000s after the dot-com bubble burst. They're like, well, we can just print more money and reinflate this economy, get more liquidity going. And where did that show up along with all these changes, regulations? Housing.
Thank you.
And again, the money isn't what's valuable. And in fact, it distorts value. It creates malinvestment where you're investing too much in one thing, too little in the other thing. And it's one thing if an entrepreneur, like a given business owner, Red Top, you know, say you make a bad mistake in a loan you take and the paint jobs don't come in or the music career doesn't work out. Okay, I made a bad mistake as a single entrepreneur. But when millions of entrepreneurs who are usually pretty good at what they do start making the same failure all at once, it suggests it's not their fault that there's something structurally wrong here. And when you create money out of thin air, you tend to distort things that way.
Yeah, and then you start with the government bailout. And this
Yeah, exactly.
A classic example of what happened with Boeing should have gone out of business.
Yep.
Because they were not worth it. And we are living the reality of the Boeing bailout now.
Yep, we are.
And you know what, damn it? The government has got a problem because they bailed them out, and now they can't shut them down. And this is the most dangerous airplane situation that has ever been in my life.
Agreed.
There has never been a situation where these damn planes falling out of there or parts falling off of them ever in my damn life, guys. And I'm 70 years old. I mean, just a bad friend. Now, speaking of very, I'm probably, since I'm going to bring up something that is very unusual.
Right.
I'm about to have a very unusual 50th birthday party for my Fender F55 12-string guitar.
50.
And I'll tell you why this is important to me and a lot of other people. First of all, I have to put it up when all the other musicians in town come over because everybody wants to play my guitar. And, you know, I've had enough of it.
Yep.
All right. And I mean, they would pull it right off the rack on the wall, and oh man, no, I gotta play this. But that guitar has been from Savannah, Georgia, to San Diego, to Chicago, to Mobile, all over the country, from the top of Chimney Rock to the Grand Canyon, to the mountains in Colorado with me. And I have written a tremendous amount of music on it, and a lot of people have played on the music I've written on that. I'm going to have a damn birthday party for my guitar, Joey.
Well, that's, I think, unusual, but wholesome at the end of the day. I appreciate it, Red Top.
If you realize the contributions it made to me and a lot of other people, and it's still in good shape, it's one of the few damn things I had booked. Now, can I say real quick, Donald Trump's trial in New York is not going well. Michael Cohen's dumbass got up there yesterday, man, said, did Donald Trump ever tell you a time and a place to pay this money for me down? He said, no.
Well, and apparently the tape that Cohen recorded is actually a headache for the prosecutors because you could tell Trump on the calls like, just pay her in cash or a check or something. And Cohen's like, no, we've taken care of it. So Trump didn't understand how it was being accounted for. That's the actual crime here. It's an accounting crime. Trump wasn't the one who directed that.
Another witness said he would have never gotten involved with it if he knew it was going to pay off. So it's falling apart, and it'll be a miracle. If this does come about and fall apart, I have to say this is going to be very encouraging.
Well, we'll see.
Well, roll tide, go Trump. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you,
too. See you, Red Top.
Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hola.
What up,
hello,
dog?
Eric.
Appreciate you knocking that up for me this morning, Eric.
Hey, no problem, bud. I'm cleaning up. About to walk out of here.
Okay.
Hey, Joey, why don't they just go ahead and print those, like a $39 trillion piece and get our national debt back down to zero? I'm a God-blessed genius.
Mm-hmm. Blessed indeed.
Right there. He's blessed. That guy running for president right there. He's a winner all day long and twice on Sundays. I wake up in the morning pissing excellence. Y'all watch out.
Well, and it just shows how unsound our money is. Like, yeah. The idea that our money actually is something you could hold on to, build wealth with personally, privately, pass it on to your family. The government has their hooks in all sorts of ways. And, of course, now there are a lot of creative schemes that people have come up with to preserve that money, whether getting into real estate or getting into stocks and bonds.
Put the money somewhere else, yeah.
Trying to come up with creative ways to hold on to it. But what a miserable time.
Well, I mean, you have to outlaw all the alternatives so that the government can maintain control of you.
That's what they're doing.
What this is all about. If I can control the money, if I control the education, if I control the food supplies, then y'all can just suck an egg whenever I get ready for you to. Yep. But not the good ones, not the fresh ones. We're going to make sure they've been out for a minute. And
they ain't going to be the duck eggs.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. You might get some duck butter, but you ain't going to like it.
That's right.
You say the government's screwing you? That's what jumps into my head right there. Yep. Right there. Look, who's next?
That's it. That's it.
I heard that under your breath.
Well, sometimes the best offense.
That's right.
Move them. I like it when people think I'm a rube. It puts me in advantage.
It does. And you play the part very well.
Hey, I'm good at it now. I have been inculcated in the ways of to be lazy, and I'm not scared of hard work. I'll walk right up next to it, look at it, sit down, have a beer, talk about it, delegate it to somebody else. I think I got a pretty good idea how to be a politician.
Manager.
Hey, I've tried that. Don't like it. Had to talk to people too much.
Ah, gotcha.
That empathy where my kid's sick or I'm calling in sick because my car's got a flat tire.
Yeah.
You know, life's hard, and I don't care. You got responsibilities. I got responsibilities that I'm counting on you for.
Yep.
Show up, shut up, deal with it on your own time, not to be rude.
It's just reality.
I mean, at the end of the day, all right, sit around and pout about it. What's going to happen? Nothing. It's still not going to fix itself. And, I mean, unless you're a doctor, or you really can only take them to there. And I mean, put on a movie, come to work. I mean, what's your problem? I'm just kidding, Mom. Mostly. Anyway. But, you know, they've got us where they want us because they've dumbed down the education to the point where when you try to explain these economic things, even when you ask a question like, how come our money has value, the guy that's supposed to be teaching you is a friggin' idiot, and he can't even break it down low enough for you to get it.
Maybe because he knows the truth and he knows he can't say that. So he's got to figure out a way to lie around it, and I think his conscience and his mind was kind of eating at him a little bit. He just couldn't do it. But how do we hold him accountable? We don't. We can't.
Accountability doesn't exist when you get in public office. You didn't know
that?
I mean, be careful. Be careful. Me and 18 other people who are really pissed off are going to vote you out of office next year.
Exactly.
So you guys watch out. Me and we're going to take our $500 and send that to somebody else. I'm not going to your big $10,000 plate dinner in Washington, D.C. I'll show you.
That's why they don't care about us, Eric.
No, they don't care about us because they don't have to.
Yeah, but they led us in prayer yesterday, so everything's going to be all right.
What, they led us in some... Was there a thing going on? Was somebody humming? Were they making beer nearby? I mean...
Need.
Were they do that chanting... Were there candles? Were there cameras? That's the important
that
thing.
That was the important thing,
the camera.
Buddy.
Yeah. Huh? I think we're on to something here. Theater. You ain't supposed to let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, but they're up here being all proud of what their left hand's doing.
Well, they have no pushback. You, me, and 10 other people that are mad. Everybody else, they ain't got time to be mad. They're too busy trying to pay their bills.
Yeah, trying to survive.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate the call, Eric.
All right, y'all.
Later, dog.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And, folks, Pest Pro, they've been expanding, growing so much since COVID. Like, one of the great success stories out of that era, like a small business that was doing well, but just to see the increase in staff, brand new building, and how many more homes they're covering. It's incredible growth, and it suggests, not only are they good at what they do, people end up being very happy with Pest Pro services.
Lots of folks love Ashley over there. And I tell you, it's funny. I'll see on Facebook once in a while, somebody will say, I'm looking for a recommendation for a pest control service.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I'm putting in Pest Pro right away. I usually see it 3 or 4 times before I put mine in there. So many people love and respect what they do that they put it out there. And Ashley, love her to death, she responds to every one of us with a thank you when we do that.
So, of course, they can handle a termite problem for you, a fire ant problem, a mosquito problem, a wasp problem, even subterranean yellow jackets or wood scorpions.
Scorpions.
Whatever the issue is, maybe you just want them to be your everyday pest control company. The real selling point to me are the people.
Yep.
They really are fantastic folks, local folks who are giving back to the community and serving the community well through Pest Pro. So check them out today. You can always call them at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that, well, you heard about them here on News and Views in the afternoon. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The first weekend of May will feel more like the first weekend in June. If you have outdoor plans, the rain chances are on the low side. Lots of sunshine today with a high temperature flirting near 90. Random, widely scattered hit or miss showers and storms are possible today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like the summer forecast
Lows at night in the 60s, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s, and we'll be near 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the afternoon. You know, there's a clever guy on the Twitter named Aaron, A-U-R-O-N, Aaron McIntyre.
Okay.
He says, Americans are not so much citizens of a country as tax cattle farmed for wealth to be retributed to the client classes of the ruling elite.
He nailed it.
Yeah, that's about right.
He nailed it right there.
Let's go to Charles the First here.
Charles the First.
Hey, Charles the First, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. This is my second time to call.
Well, thanks for calling back, buddy.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed calling the first time. I was going to tell you about my banking story because you were saying not a lot of people told about it.
Right.
And in the 2000s, I wrote a book, and and you're going to find this interesting. It's very similar to, like, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, the 1970 bestseller there, if you remember what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And the little checks I got for them every 3 months wasn't very much money, and I was at the post office, and the bank that the check is wrote upon is right across the street, and it's only like a $7 check.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go over there and cash it because I happen to know, I mean, I actually even have the book from the 1930s about check writing, like a promissory note that you can take to the bank upon which it is written and receive your monies exactly with the presentation of an ID during business hours. So I go over there to do it, and they tell me there'll be a fee, and the fee's about as much as my check would be. And I said, well, you really can't do this, and it kind of upset me.
It should have.
I called, and his name at the time, he was the head of the banking in Alabama. His first name was Bill, and I can't remember his second. And I said, why can't I get this, you know? And he said, well, Charles, it's very simple. Banks get to charge fees. Now, I want you to realize that Bill knew all along what I was talking about, but was pretending that he didn't, Joy. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, sir. I said, this is a promissory note that my money exactly come to me, and I should be able to receive them. And as a state of Alabama banking, you should insure this.
Yep.
Well, then he tells me that the very bank I went into sued just a year or so before in Texas and won that they could charge this way. Still wasn't in effect in Alabama. And I said, so you're not going to protect me? He said, no, sir, we're just going to let it go for everybody. And I said, well, what's to stop me from going to my municipal court and saying I didn't receive my money and I don't have to give money and money is taken from me by this clerk, by this person at the bank? He said, well, nothing's there to stop you, Charles. He said, but they're going to give you so many interrogatories. You're going to be dealing with this big bank that you couldn't possibly answer all their questions for this court. He said, you would win the first time because you are correct, but you wouldn't be able to beat all their lawyers. I said, but nothing to stop me from doing it. He said, no, I'd actually like to see you try to do it. If, you know, you are correct. But, you know, that's just an example there of banking got changed on us.
Yep.
To not even be in the form that it's supposed to be in. The money that's a promissory note for a service or good,
right?
I should be able to present without any money taken from it or any fee charged to me.
Right. That's supposed to be the benefit of me being a member of the bank, writing you the check. My check should be good to anybody that I write it out to, and they should receive no trouble whatsoever cashing
it. It was actually part of the, they were going to try to force banks to be a part of interstate commerce, and they were going to force them, but the 36 states got together and said, we will all agree to participate, so the federal government couldn't tell them what to do. You following me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they just decided, so this big branch bank, and also I want to tell you, this big branch bank is the main one that does liberal things in the state of Alabama.
Yep.
Like right now, they're a big proponent of the mayor of Birmingham attempting to bring people back into society. They're contributing the huge amount of money to it. I don't know if you've read about that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the bank when you do see them. And it's just absolutely things being taken from us that in a roundabout kind of way that's
sure.
sneaky.
Yeah, insidiously slowly the boiling of the frog, so to speak. And mm-hmm. essentially what's happened over time is it used to be Americans could guarantee they had a private property right in their money.
Right.
And that has slowly but surely been boiled away to where now money is a very political thing. And whether it's in the court system or it's through some regulator or it's right there at your bank, they're going to make you realize, well, I guess my money ain't my money.
Right. Well, their ultimate goal, and nobody will ever convince me I'm wrong, is to do away with private property, period.
Yep. Yep. That's where we're going.
Well,
yep.
We need to be aware that it's happening, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Charles. Have a great one, buddy.
Thanks, sir. 272-9228. Let's go to Wetumpka Jeff. Hey, Wetumpka Jeff.
On the note y'all been talking about on banks,
mm-hmm.
I had an incident here a while back. I had my savings account in this bank, and every year I noticed $60 was missing out of my account. They was charging me a $5 maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and I said, why are y'all charging me money to keep my money in your bank? Because you loan the money to other people. Well, it's a maintenance fee. I said, well, I tell you what, give me my money and I will go to the Guardian Credit Union where they don't charge a fee. So I pulled my savings account out, took my money down to Guardian, and that's where I've been banking ever since.
Beautiful.
And that's what you have to do. You have to be an active consumer. You have to say, you know what, whether it's Walmart, banks, whoever, I've had enough of you, I'm done with you, and walk away. Yep. Get your money and walk away. That's the only, voting and all that stuff, that's great, but money is what makes things happen. And
well,
people
we,
not
we
being
need,
able to have your money.
We need to go back to the gold standard.
I'm all about that.
Amen. Something
yeah.
like
so
that.
Because the globalists were the ones that took it away to begin with.
Yep. Yep. And you see why.
Well, I looked it up a while ago. It said the reason they did it. Hold on. It said the reason they did it to curb inflation and prevent foreign nations from overburdening the system by redeeming their dollars for gold.
Oh, yeah, that's Nixon.
Which is a liberal mm-hmm. way of saying they gave us the shaft.
Well, at that point, yeah. Well, and I appreciate what Tom got, Jeff.
Thank
really
you,
did.
Jeff.
Like, a quick history, I guess we go off the classical gold standard in the early 1900s.
Okay.
And actually, FDR seizes gold through executive order
the
in the 30s.
Seizing of the gold.
So, and that way, it used to be, no, that promissory note means it was, the dollar was essentially a measure of gold.
Right.
So you could go, hey, give me the gold, I got the dollars. They changed the system to, I guess, the Bretton Woods system, where you couldn't, the everyday consumer, everyday citizen couldn't do that. But other central banks could.
So it took away your right then.
Yeah, what Jeff was just talking about there is the United States printed up a bunch of money. And I think the bank in France, the bank in Germany were like, okay, we got all these dollars we got on the open market. Give us the gold. And that's when Nixon in 1971 removes us off the gold window.
Maybe because the gold wasn't there?
You go even further back in history. I believe the gold standard, the price of gold set by the government, had been the same in England at the Bank of England for 400 or 500 years.
Oh,
it was
wow.
first set by Isaac Newton
for
until
500 years. Are you kidding me?
Something like that.
Jeez.
I might be overshooting it, but just to get the sense of how long it was, centuries. So, in it's the same until World War I.
Okay,
in order to fund the war. And this gets to the question we were talking about initially. They had to issue bonds. And the population in England would have to buy up those bonds to support the war effort, to finance the war effort. Well, after entire towns of men are not coming back,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's some that say Christianity died at the Psalm. It's entire generations lost in that meat grinder World War I. So the people in England, seeing this, go, oh, we don't want to buy any more bonds. We're tired of financing this war.
Yeah.
The Bank of England printed up a bunch of money, gave it to two bank executives, and with that money they printed up, they bought the bonds to keep the war effort going. John Maynard Keynes, right to the Bank of England. What a masterful manipulation. And that's what it is, a manipulation. When the population said, we're tired of this war, they print up a bunch of money, thus devaluing the money for everybody else in the process, and they pretend, oh, now we have the liquidity to go fund the war more. And what do you know? I think we're still doing the same thing.
Right.
Whether it's corporate welfare or warfare.
But to me, when those institutional changes like that take place, if you don't set the world on fire then, they're just going to throw the blanket over you and keep on going. And that's what's happened every single time. There's no pushback received whatsoever. And, of course, unless any kind of politician, and I hate saying like sound like Maxine Waters, but in case they get put somebody's in their face, they think it's all good. Everybody loves me. It's all good.
Well, and Ron Paul put this out there today on Twitter. He said, 1913, the year that led to today's economic torture, with the income tax and the Federal Reserve were created that year. The income tax made everyone's earnings the property of the government first.
The
government allows people to keep is then relentlessly stolen by the Fed's inflation. And they've been doing it, well, for over a century now. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Well, I have a couple of stories to tell you, and I'll try to make it quick.
All right.
One, my brother-in-law passed away, God love him, and he left a will for his mother to inherit all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the bank and present the will, and they said it was not probated. It wasn't good enough.
Right.
So they would not release the money. So anyway, we went back and forth for nearly a year and a half. Finally got the money, had to go through the probate process, mm-hmm. had to pay all that money, which was hundreds of dollars, everything. And by the time we got it, they had already squeezed out $600-something out of his account because they kept charging him $28 per month in fees. Right.
Yep.
Well, I asked my daughter-in-law, who is working at one of the local banks and the river, and she said, they don't do that. And I said, well, is it legal? She said, it doesn't seem right. I don't know. I'll check into it. I said, well, will you report them to whomever? And she said, yes, if I find out, I'll let them know what's going on. Well, within 2 months after, well, not even 2 months, it was the next month, after we got the money out from my mother-in-law, they sent a letter in the mail stating that they were no longer going to do that. Odd, huh?
Hmm. But did they give you the refund for that $28 per month?
No.
Nope, of course not.
Nope. They took that $600-something. Hmm. Now, what I did want to bring up, though, I read an article recently about kudos to Joe, supposedly, for giving us a little bit of an increase on our Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it goes on and explains how they're coming up with that money is that they are going to have to offset it by taking more from the paycheck of those that are still working.
Those that'll never get the money.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I don't like, and this is me, if they can afford to pay for all the illegal immigrants they're bringing in who has not paid a dime into our economy, you know, up until then, I just have a real hard time. You take care of your own first.
Yep.
Especially if they've already put money into a system that's broken. They could have been taking our money all these years and then making money on it. Instead, they've been using it, paying back without interest. And letting our money just, you know, be nothing by the time we need it. They've known this for years.
Well, the goal of Social Security is for you to never touch it, for you to pass away long before that you're eligible for it, which is a scam on itself. And then they keep wanting to kick the retirement age down the road and things like that.
Yes.
It just kills me because in a country like ours that's so wealthy, imagine if we didn't support the rest of the world. You think things are nice in Dubai? Imagine how good we would have it.
Yep.
I know. But they want us all to be the same, and we are way above the pay scale, supposedly, of the rest of the world. So we've got to be brought down a peg or two, and this is their attempt to even us all up.
Well,
so it's not just equality for us. It's for the whole world.
Well, they handicap us. They've been handicapping us for years, and every time America gets a little bit of a head, our own leaders come out and throw the handicap back on us.
Yeah. And then divide us against each other, oh, yeah, make sure. us suspicious of one another. What's that guy getting that I'm not getting?
That's something they've been very successful at.
Yep.
They've managed to make you like corporations better than your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You will tell on your neighbor and support corporations that could give a rat's butt about you. But your neighbor will be there when you need him.
Well, Debbie, I got to run here. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
272-9228. And if I share this on the screen here real quick, headline from CNBC, why hundreds of U.S. banks may be at risk of failure.
They must have heard me this morning. The word's getting out.
Yeah, it was all Eddie's fault. All Eddie's fault. How about this? We'll break. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. We got enough time, I think, left in this hour to take another phone call.
All right.
Let's go to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, maybe an urban myth, but I understand we did the Affordable Health Act. They pulled about $800 million out of the Medicare Trust Fund. Has that ever been substantiated as truth?
Not that I know of, but I'm not the guy on that.
All right.
I do remember the story about it. I honestly assume it was done.
Yeah, if that is the truth, because conservative radio can be as bad as liberal radio about passing out stuff that makes their side sound good.
But if
that is the truth, that seems to be the starting point to me, is to make the government pay back that trust fund.
Well, and you're right about how bad conservative radio can be. There are a lot of bought and paid for whores.
And then while we're chewing gum at the same time, we should be working on our tax code, because the Catholic Relief Agencies and some of the other agencies out there that are very Baltic in their nature are using tax credits to do all the things they do with all the immigrants and stuff coming in the country. If there were no